HarperCollins Australia presents Wormwood Mire by Judith Russell, performed by Fiona Hardingham. For Henry, Isabel, Matthew, and Oscar. One. Stella Montgomery gazed out of the window of the train as it trundled slowly through the bleak countryside. It had been drizzling all day, and now evening was approaching. The empty compartment was cold and shadowy and dispiriting. In the lamp overhead, dregs of yellowish oil and several dead moths sloshed to and fro. Stella's new boots pinched her feet, and her new dress was stiff and uncomfortable. Pulling her coat more tightly around herself and burrowing her hands into the pockets, she stared out at the wintry trees. She had never felt more lonely. She wished she had a friend for company. Even Ada, Aunt Deliverance's bad-tempered maid, would have been better than nobody. But after a grudging currant bun and a cup of tea at the station, Ada had pushed Stella into the second-class compartment.
"Behave yourself, miss!"
and gave her a silver shilling and a grumpy pat on the head. Then she had stalked away down the platform without looking back. And that was that. Stella felt her eyes pricking with tears. She looked down at the little book that lay upon her lap. It had gold writing on its cover. A Garden of Lilies, Improving Tales for Young Minds, by Prudence A. Godchild. The book had been a going-away present from the aunts. It was full of depressing stories of children who did wrong and met with tragedy. In the first story, Agnes, a servant girl, wore vulgar, brightly coloured ribbons in her hair and went to a fair, and so lost her position, became a beggar, and finally drowned in a river. The moral of that story was, modesty should be your aim, or you will surely come to shame. In the next story, Beatrice stole a preserved damson, tried to wash the incriminating stains from her pinafore, and later died of a fever brought on by the damp fabric. Greedy children always tend to meet with a disastrous end. Cornelius and Drusilla disobeyed their parents and were trampled by a flock of angry sheep. Always do as you are told, or you will soon be dead and cold. It was not a cheerful book, and the pictures were vivid and rather unpleasant. Stella had read it all the way through 3 times. She sighed and tried to think of something encouraging, but she was too miserable and forlorn. It had been a very long day. She had changed trains 2x. The first change had occurred at an enormous smoke-filled station, where she had been almost overwhelmed by the noise. A helpful porter had rushed her through the crowd at a desperate pace and bundled her into her train just as it was leaving. Despite this, she had somehow missed her second connection and had waited for several hours on a lonely country platform with only the cold rain, a row of empty milk cans, and a station cat for company. This train was the slowest so far. It wound its way through the woods and fields and tiny huddled villages, sometimes stopping at stations where nobody seemed to get on or off, and sometimes stopping between stations for no reason at all. The railway bun had been many hours ago, but Stella was too nervous to feel hungry. She blinked back her tears and swallowed. She did not want to arrive with her eyes red from crying, and if she started to cry, she might not be able to stop. The aunts had been furious. Stella had never seen them so angry. She had been in disgrace many, many times before. Even when she tried hard to be good, the aunts were disapproving. But this time had been far worse. She had been missing for 2 nights. The police had been searching for her, and when she had returned, she had been dressed as a boy and covered with mud. She had tried to explain how it had happened, but somehow it only made things worse. The aunts refused to listen. Stella could almost hear Aunt Deliverance's bellowing voice, keeping time with the rattling train.
"Ungrateful, willful, obstinate, unladylike. Disgraceful,"
Aunt Temperance had added, her wandering eye circling in an agitated manner.
"Yes, indeed,"
Aunt Condole.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?